Hello, this is Alex at the Inevitable Podcast. We've completed another deal today, and I'm standing there thinking, how have I got to this point now where, you know, we can do numerous deals this month? I think we're going to be doing five in December alone. How have we got here where we can raise the money to do this? We've got the connections and network to be able to pull all this off. When only, say, 4 or 5 years ago, that would have been a big struggle. I'm not saying it couldn't be done, but it would have been a big struggle at the scale, the company's currently operating at. I thought, how has that happened, right? And I did a bit of a study into compounding, so it's not a new topic here for me, and I'm sure for you as well, but it becomes a visceral reality, right, when you sort of notice, you take a step back and have a look over your life and think, how in the world has this happened? You might know of the exponential curve where it takes a hell of a lot of effort for a prolonged period of time to then hit a point whereby everything seems to just start clicking and take off. Like a steam train, right? It takes a steam train, I don't know how many seconds, 30, 40 seconds or whatever, to get going. But once it's going, it's more or less unstoppable. It's like a snowball effect, right? The snowball gets more snow, gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then can destroy everything in its path. Now, I know that's probably a bad example, but you get the point. And as I say, I was standing there thinking, we're going to be doing five deals this month. If I'd have, you know, said that to myself 10 years ago, I'd have thought, what in the world? You've got no chance of doing this. But that's the power of compounding. And then I question, why did I not be able to compound my efforts and my results and my skills and my network sooner than what I have? And the number one reason for that is shiny penny. Shiny penny syndrome. Things that I thought would be more profitable, more beneficial to my life. And usually that comes down to short-term thinking. Oh, you can get rich quicker by doing this. You can learn quicker by doing this. You can become smarter by reading this. Rather than just doing the long, hard slog, the work that needs to be done in order to get to where you want to get to. And again, this is in any area of your life. It's not just work, business, entrepreneurship. I mean, I work all hours. You can speak to my other half. You can speak to my business partner. If it was up to me, I'd just continuously work. I play squash a few times a week. I'm in the gym every morning. But other than that, I don't really have time for much else. I like walking every now and again and going out into nature quite often. Other than that, work, 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 and I love it. Absolutely love it. And for a time, people, particularly, I was into the spirituality scene. And a lot of all that is, you don't need to work hard and all this. A lot of it's new age drivel, to be honest. But you know what? When I give myself completely over to something, and at this point, it's this entrepreneurial journey I'm on. It's took 10 years to get to this point of getting out of my own way. Now it's almost as if that it's happening on its own. And it would only be me, my shiny penny syndrome, things that I decide to do other than the work that needs to be done. Because in the world we're living in, it's damn easy to be attracted to other things and stupidity on television, social media that drag attention away from where you need to be going. On compounding, if you look at the life of Warren Buffett, he was a millionaire at 30. So he turned millionaire at 30. It took him 25 years to get to a billionaire. And then only 10 years or so to get to 10 billion. So if you look at the compounding effect happening there, the exponential curve that's happened there, he's gone from a million at 30 to a billionaire within 25 years, around 55, and then around 10 years to get to 10 billion. And now he's worth, I don't know, a couple of hundred billion, is it, at this point? And that's time, effort, energy, and avoiding stupidity. Avoiding things that are going to get in the way. His business partner, Charlie Munger, was quite big on that. So yeah, that little apartment that we've just bought, quite highly discounted, made me think all these thoughts. The power of compounding is very real. Don't dismiss it. Read a lot about it. I remember reading a book years ago, actually, called The Compound Effect. That was quite good. Yeah, and in the future, hopefully this podcast will compound. I keep working at it. Once I've got 500 episodes out there, if I'm not getting more listeners than I'm getting now, then, it just won't happen. But I'll be dumbfounded. You get to 500 episodes of anything, YouTube, Instagram, you put 500 reels out on Instagram, for example, you're going to get far more on the 500th one than you did on the first, unless something unnatural has happened. But that's the power of compounding. Notice it in your everyday life, become aware of it, because it also works the other way. So if you get into bad habits over time, you smoke a lot or you drink a lot or whatever, your health deteriorates, the compound effect happens that way. Nothing's ever linear, nothing's ever still, everything's either going in your favour energetically or downwards energetically, if you like. Don't get lost in the hippy dippy wording. So yeah, that's a brief, my brief thoughts on compounding there. Have a good rest of the week. I appreciate any reviews on iTunes and Spotify and all that other good stuff. I would appreciate that if you could spare the time.